Colossians chapter number 3. Colossians chapter number 3 and verse number 1. The Bible says, "If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set not your affection on things above, but set your affections on things above, and not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God." In other words, that's where we are. "When Christ, who is our life, shall appear," now watch this, "then shall ye also appear with Him in glory." I want to preach this morning just a little bit on this thought. I'm thinking about it. Amen? On this thought, I'm thinking about it. I got to thinking about it. And boy, I got to deal with my heart, and I got to thinking about how good God is. How much He loves us, and how much He cares for us. And how much my mind's not stayed in this whole world. My mind is stayed upon the things of heaven. And I'm looking for a far country. I'm looking for a different place. I'm looking for a different adventure, praise God, one day in a little while, praise the Lord. And Paul's talking to the Colossians here, and he's trying to encourage them to focus and to keep your eyes and to embrace, praise God, the hope that we have in Christ Jesus. He said, "We are hid in the Lord," amen? Praise God, he said, "We're hidden in the Lord Jesus Christ." So what a blessing that is. And praise God, we realize that when we're hid in Him, that we've got a blessed hope of an eternal hope through Him. He makes possible, praise God, a place called heaven. Now what's heaven going to be? Heaven's going to be wherever Jesus is. Heaven's going to be, praise God, wherever He's at, that's where we're going to be. Amen. Praise God. Won't that be something? To never be parted, separated from Him. The disciples were in anguish. When Jesus said, "I must go away," they were brokenhearted. They were tore up. But Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled." He said, "You believe God, believe in God, believe also in me." He said, "Put your faith in me, trust in me." That's what we need to do today. Put our faith and trust in the Lord. That where He is, there we may be also. Amen. I want to be with Him, don't you? Praise God, what a wonderful thing. You say, "Well, preacher, I don't know. It seems like I'd get old after a while." I'll tell you what, it's never old when you're in the presence of the Lord. I tell you, some of the times when we get in service and we get excited and we see the Lord move in and He begins to tiptoe across our hearts, getting to let us know how much He loves us and how He's there with us. And He promised He'd never leave us, that He'd always be there. I'm telling you, that gets exciting. Praise God. And you don't want to leave. You don't want to get up. You don't want to go home. You say, "Preacher, I've never felt like that." You need to get saved. Amen. Amen. You need to get saved. You've never felt like that. You need to get saved. Right? God, hey, listen, I want to be in the presence of God. I want His presence around me all the time. I want to be in His presence. I want His presence to be on me, in me, around me. I want Him to cover me with it. Praise God. I just want the presence of the Lord all the time. You say, "Well, preacher, that's crazy. That's kind of a selfish to ask that." You know, God's everywhere all the time. Amen. Now, your God may not be, because the devil can't be everywhere all the time. But my God is everywhere all the time. He's omnipresent. Everywhere I go, there He is. People don't like to hear that, because it brings conviction to our heart. Because we do things that's not pleasing to God. Tell me. Amen. But with His presence, when I think about it, His presence is what pushes that stuff away. His presence is what keeps me from entertaining those stuff. His presence is what gives us the encouragement to press on a little bit further, to get closer to Him day by day. So don't ever leave Him. Things is going rough, just get closer to Him. Amen. Just think about it. Praise God, that's the place you ought to be. Amen. Heaven. What is heaven? Heaven's a literal place. Amen. It's a literal place. It's a place where God dwells. Come on now. Amen. It's a place where God dwells. Amen. John chapter 14, verse number 2 says it's a house. Amen. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 10, he says it's a city. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 16, says it's a country. Amen. But every bit of it is a place where God dwells. Praise God. In Luke chapter 23, verse 42 through 43, he said it's a kingdom and a paradise. Amen. Ain't that what the thief is hanging on the cross? That one railed upon him with his teeth. He said, if you are the Christ, save yourself and us. And he said, you're not knowing that we're in the same condemnation, and we justly. But he said, this man on the right side said, he's done nothing amiss. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he said unto the Lord Jesus Christ, he said, Lord, when you cometh into thy kingdom, remember me. Amen. He said, when you come into your kingdom, remember, see, they done messed that up. The Jews done messed that up. They rejected their king. Amen. Come on. Hello. He come to set up a kingdom. He come to be the king. He come to, praise God, rule and reign. But they messed it up. They rejected their king. But Jesus made a promise to that old thief on the cross. He said, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. Amen. He said, you're going to be with me where I am. Praise the Lord. He don't get no better than that to be with Jesus where he's at. Because hey, anything you need, he's got. Amen. Praise God. Anything you want, you can ask him for. I'm glad God don't meet all, he don't answer all my wants. Amen. They've had to. There's been things in my life that I've asked for and I wanted. And I thank the good Lord, Brother Junior, that I didn't get that. Amen. Yeah. Praise God. I'm glad I didn't get that. Praise God. I'm glad God removed that. I'm glad God didn't let me get within 100 miles of that. That would have messed up my whole life. But praise God, I'm glad he knows. Amen. He's a place. He's a paradise. Amen. A place where we can give thanks for. Amen. In Titus chapter number 2, verses 11 through 14, he said, it's that place of blessed hope. Amen. That blessed hope that we have in him. Praise God. That hope, that faith with a high expectation. Now, that's way above anything this world has. If you're hooked into this world and think you've got all that you need, boy, you're mistaken. Amen. You're crippled too high for crutches. You need to get your head screwed on right. Because what we need is Jesus Christ. What we need is the Lord God Almighty. What our nation, our country, our families, our homes, our churches need is a big dose to Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's the prescription. He's that'll heal. He's that'll cure. He's that'll offer us what we need. Amen. See, it's a place, a kingdom, a paradise, a place of the blessed hope. It's a place of perfect peace. Amen. There's no peace in this world. You don't find it. If you do find it, you know where you're going to find it out? You're going to find it out down at the house of God. You're going to find it out in the people of God. You're going to find it out in Christian folks that love the Lord and love each other. That's where that perfect peace comes from. There ain't no peace in this world outside of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You'll find rest. You'll find rest in the Lord. Amen. There's no rest for your soul outside of the Lord Jesus Christ. Your soul is in turmoil. Your soul is in disarray and dismay, praise God. But in Jesus Christ, your soul finds rest and he finds peace. Amen. There's peace in my soul. As we said this morning, talking about somebody who might go out of here, praise God, hey, we're a winner either way. Whether we go or whether we stay, I'm a winner either way. Amen? I'm just a pilgrim passing through. I'm looking for a Savior. Amen? I'm looking for Jesus. Oh, Abraham was going through his sojourn in this world. He was looking for a city whose builder and maker was God. Amen? I'm not really looking for, I'll just be honest, I'm not really looking for that city. I'm looking for that Savior. I'm not going to be satisfied if I can pull up at the feet of Jesus. Now, I kind of dread that because I know how I am. And I know how much he's had to deal with me to keep me on the straight and narrow. Amen. Come on now, don't you get holy on me. Amen. He's had to box your ears a time or two too. Amen. Praise God. I thank God every time he's done that. He's helped me to walk right and talk right and live right, praise God. And without him, praise God, there ain't nothing be right. But praise the Lord, I thank God for that hand of God upon my heart, upon my life. That perfection, that rest, and the joy, praise God, that fills my soul. I got a joy inside me. Amen. It don't matter how bad it's on everything around me gets today. I have joy. I have peace in my soul. Do you have joy today? You say, well, preacher, I'm just trying my best to be happy. Amen. I'm just trying my best to be happy. Happiness depends on what happens. Amen. Happiness depends on what happened. You can be happy-go-lucky having your time and time of your life, and the next moment, praise God, tragedy will come your way. You'll get that phone call. You'll get the bad news. Something will happen, and happiness is gone. But if you're a child of God and you love Jesus, and Jesus, you know that Jesus loves you, you know that your name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life, nobody can do nothing about it, not even you. Amen. Praise God. You say, well, preacher, I saved my name in heaven. What if I go out and sin intentionally? God kill you. God will take you out. There's a lot of premature graves all over this country where people, praise God, have got out of the will of God, going the wrong direction, and God's dealt with their heart, praise God, and they won't turn from their evil ways, and God smote them out. Plucked them out, took them home to be with Him. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. It happens. But I'm glad that there's joy in that. There's joy unspeakable in knowing the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. I'm glad that I have that peace, that rest, that joy that comes from knowing Jesus as my Savior. Peace. Joyful peace. Joy. Joy unspeakable. Amen. Where you're beyond happy. You have joy in your heart. Even when you don't have all the answers. There's a whole lot of things that I don't understand. A whole lot of things that's happening around that I don't understand. But I know that Jesus does. I know that He's still in control. He's still on the throne. He ain't relinquished no power. And He still loves me. He still cares for me. He's still there for me. Amen. Therefore, I've got a place. Perfect peace, perfect rest, perfect joy. Amen. I've got a place where there'll be no more suffering. Amen. Suffer in this world with joy. Because this is the only place you're going to have to suffer. Amen? Are you hearing me? Now the alternative, if you die lost and end up in hell, you'll suffer for eternity. Alienated from the presence of God. That'd be the worst punishment that a person could have. To never be able to feel the presence of God anymore. But He said He's prepared for us to raise a place where there's not going to be no suffering. Amen. There'll not be no sorrow in heaven. There'll not be no sorrow in the presence of the Lord. Amen. It's all going to be peace and rest and joy and hope. I praise God. Excitement. Because of we've made it, praise God. We've fulfilled it. We've finished our course. We've kept the faith. And God Almighty's He's fulfilling His promise. Amen. One day He'd call us unto Himself. He'd call us unto Himself. Where He is, there we might be also. Do what it says in John chapter 14, verse 3? Amen. That where He is, we might be also. So there'll not be no suffering. There'll not be no sorrow. There'll not be no death dying in heaven. There'll not be no death dying in the presence of our Lord. Amen. That's a thing of the past. Praise God. Amen. There'll not be no pain up there. Death and dying, pain, that all goes together. And before we all get out, we may all have our fair share of that. Amen? Because we live in these old bodies of clay. But praise God, I've got prayer that we've been made a promise that one day we're going to be absent of all that. It's not going to be present no more. Because when we get into the presence of the Lord, all that stuff has to flee. Amen? It's gone. So we end up, pull up in the portals of glory, praise God, with the Lord Jesus Christ. The magnificence of His splendor and His glory. Amen. We'd be worshiping. We'd be worshiping the Lord. Amen. Are you ready? I've been encouraging you. I've been trying to encourage you. We need to practice. You know, proverbial, practice makes perfect. Come on. Don't practice make you better at something. So we got to practice worshiping God. We got to practice praising Him and giving Him glory. Amen. I've been encouraged, folks. Hey, listen, just every now and then, just throw your hand up and say, praise the Lord. Amen. You'll get the feeling it's good, but Josh, next thing you know, you'll be doing a bow. Whoa, praise God. Amen. I was standing there this morning and Sis said, preachers, are you getting ready to sprint or getting ready to run? I said, praise God, God's in it. Amen, praise God. I'd take a lap for Him any minute, any day, praise God. If God is in it, I love Him. I pray His presence in it. And praise God, when that feeling comes along, praise God, you just can't contain it no more. And you just got to run her out. Amen. Now, I don't know how good I could run because I got bad knees, bad back, bad hip, a bad mind. But praise God, I'm glad I got a good God that's there for me, and He'll help us if we'll let Him. Praise God, but there's going to be activity in heaven. We're going to be active around the throne of grace. Praise God, we're going to be seeing the mighty hand of an almighty God, and we're going to be praising and rejoicing and singing that new song unto Him. Amen. Praise God, that song that nobody else knows. We need to practice singing. People say all the time, well, preacher, I can't sing. Amen. That's why you practice so that you can. Amen. I can't either. Somebody told me one time, I just need to hush, not try to sing. Amen. I ain't no good at it, but praise God, I'm going to keep singing because one day I'm going to sing for Jesus. And I'm going to know I want to be the best that can. Amen. Activity. Service. Service for the Lord. You realize, praise God, we're going to be laborers with Him. Amen. We are now. We're supposed to be. Now I've been thinking. I'm thinking about this. Thinking about it. We are going to be laborers. We're going to be in service with the Lord. Not so much for Him, but with Him. Amen. Can you imagine what that's going to be like? Praise His holy name. Believers, that's what believers do, ain't they? We serve God. We lift Him up, we magnify Him, we encourage Him, to Him. Amen. Encourage Him. Hey, it encourages God when we're encouraged for Him. Amen. Say we're going to do service for Him. We're going to reign with Him. King of Kings. He's going to be King of Kings and Lord of Lords. One day we're going to get to reign with Him in glory. Somebody said, preacher, that's just a spiritual thing. Hey, it's spiritual, all right. Praise God. But it's going to be real spiritual when we're in His presence. Amen. Glory to God. When we see Him as He is. Amen. Get to know Him. Praise the Lord. It's going to be real spiritual. Look at Revelation chapter number 20. Revelation chapter number 20 and verse number 6. It says, blessed holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. That's born again believers. Amen. On such the second death hath no power. Amen. We don't have to die again and again. We don't have to die, praise God. He said, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ and shall reign with Him 1,000 years. Amen. We're going to get to rule and reign. We're going to be priests with Him, praise God. He said we're going to get to reign with Him, priest of God and reign with Christ on this earth. Praise God. We're going to get to reign with Him for 1,000 years. What a glorious day that's going to be. When He comes, and He's going to come. Jude said He's coming. He said He's repeating Enoch, and he said He comes with 10,000s of His saints. Amen. That's a great multitude of the saints of God. Praise the Lord. Are you ready? Praise God. I'm talking about active service, marching with God, the Lord Jesus. Amen. Excited about what's taking place. Amen. Revelation chapter number 5. Let me just give you a couple of these real quickly. Revelation chapter number 5, verse number 8. Revelation chapter 5, verse number 8. He said, when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lord, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. And they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. He's talking about that whosoever will, praise God, that would receive the Lord Jesus Christ. He said he has been that lamb, that perfect spotless lamb who shed his blood for you and me. Praise the Lord. But he says in verse number 10, he said, hast made us unto our God kings and priests. Now watch this. And we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld and I heard a voice of many angels round about the throne and the beast and the elders. And watch this. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Amen. Praise God. We're going to get to be in that crowd that's going to praise God and give Him glory. We're going to get to praise the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God the way that He wants to be praised. We're going to get to worship Him the way we'd like to worship Him. There won't be no hindrances in this old body. It won't hold you down and it won't hold you back. But we'll be able to just praise Him and give Him glory. Praise the Lord. Honor Him. Magnify Him. Praise God. As His people. Praise God. He's redeemed. Bless His holy name. I'm excited about that day, ain't you? When we rule and reign with Him, when we're in His presence. Praise God. You say, how do you know? Because the old prophets of old said so. Amen. The prophets of old said so. They said, this will come to pass. See, those old prophets of old, they was looking across the hilltops. Amen. Of the Word of God. And they were prophesying what they could see. But little did they know that down in one of the dips and one of the valleys was a little thing called a church. Amen. Praise God, because the Jew would, in Isaiah 53, he said they would despise and reject the Redeemer and say, that's why the Jew to this day won't read Isaiah 53. Amen. Come on. Because of what they did to Jesus, they denied and rejected the King of Kings. Amen. So they pull up here and they got this thing lined out, and they're trying to figure it out, and they're looking across these mountains. They don't see that little valley called the church. Amen. The church was brought up in the valley, praise God, because the Jew rejected the Messiah when He come. Amen. They rejected the King when He come. So He didn't get to be the King. He became the Savior of the world. That through Him, you and I might be saved. Ain't you glad He came to us? Came to Jew first and also to the Greek. Amen. Allowed us to get in that we might be saved as well. Praise God. So we could believe the prophets. In Amos chapter number 3 and verse number 7, the Bible says this. He said, surely the Lord will do nothing, but He revealeth His secret unto His servants, the prophets. Do we believe what the prophets have to say? Absolutely, praise God. It's the Word of God. We believe what He said. And praise God. And so we believe that one day He's coming again just like He promised He would. With power and great might. He's not coming as a lamb to slaughter. He's coming as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen. He's coming with great pomp, and the skies, the sun and the stars will not shine, but for the glory of our Savior. Amen. I don't know about you, I get excited thinking about it. Praise His holy name. It's got to come to pass, because the prophet said so. Amen. Zechariah chapter 14. Zechariah chapter number 14, verse number 9. He said that in Zechariah chapter 14, verse number 9, he said, it shall be in the day that living waters shall go out of Jerusalem, half of them toward the former sea and half of them toward the hinder sea. In the summer and the winter shall it be. And the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day shall there be one Lord and His name one. But when He comes back, and His feet shall, verse number 4, and His feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives. That's a real place. If you don't believe me, ask my wife. Me and her stood there. Amen. That's where Jesus left out of here from. Amen. As he left out of here, the angel said, the two men wide away, the number of witnesses, they said, hey, why stand you gazing up into heaven? Said, this same Jesus, amen, praise God, you've seen taken up, praise God, will ascend in the same way. And his feet will stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east. And the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst. Thereof toward the east and toward the west, and there shall be a very great valley. And the valley of the mountain shall remove toward the north and hide it toward the south. Amen. Praise God. He said he's going to ascend with spectacular glory. Right? Why? Because the prophets of old, Zechariah said this is going to happen. Said it's going to be real. Amen. He's going to happen. But you know what? People today don't even want to believe the prophets. But there's a lot of people today that don't believe the Bible. Amen. They don't believe the Bible. They don't want to hear what it says. Remember over there in Luke chapter 18, that rich man, he died, he went to hell. And he cried out to Abraham, said, Father Abraham, send somebody. Praise God, they go up there and tell my brethren not to come to this awful place. What did Abraham tell them? She said, they have Moses and the prophets. He said, hey, but what though? If one rose from the dead, they would hear them. And Abraham said, hey, listen, if they won't hear Moses and the prophets, if they don't hear the word of God, they won't listen to nobody. Amen. I think that's where we're at today, praise God. We don't want to listen to, praise God, to Moses and the prophets. We'll listen to some old fella or somebody, but we won't want to listen to God. Amen. This must come to pass. Praise God. It must. It's got to. Amen. Even the prayers that we pray, they asked the Lord, they asked the Lord, how do we pray? How do we pray? He said, when you pray, he said, pray like this. He said, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Praise God. Hallowed be thy name, glorified, lifted up, magnified. He said, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Guess what? That kingdom come and they rejected it. But that kingdom will come. Jesus said, when you pray, pray for the kingdom to come. I believe the reason the church is failing today, we're not praying for the kingdom to come. John said, even so, Lord, come quickly. Amen. For that kingdom of God to come. Praise God. It's not just a spiritual kingdom, praise God, but it's a literal kingdom that God Almighty will manifest and set up that He might be King of kings and Lord of lords. He's not been that yet. Amen. Except in my heart. Except in your heart. But he said he's coming to set up on the throne of his father David. And I don't know if any of you was here the other week when I done the message on Wednesday night about the kingdom and the lands that was promised to Abraham, amen. And how he promised that kingdom, the only one that ever come close to establishing that kingdom as God demanded was King David. Had the perimeters, had the boundaries, and he didn't get about a third of it. Solomon come in and added to it a little bit on the upper end above Dan, the tribe of Dan. But they never fully... That's why I said David was a man after God's own heart, because he believed God. Amen. We need to believe God today. I'm thinking about it, praise God. I believe God. I'm looking. I'm excited. I'm looking for a soon coming Savior. Amen. I'm looking for Him to step out, praise God, with a shout and a trump. Amen. I'm looking in excitement for Jesus. Amen. I'm looking for Him to be in His presence. Praise God. Amen. When he loads up, praise God, and gets ready to do business. Amen. In this old world that we live in, praise His holy name. And we know Him. Praise God, because we'll be servants of God. We'll be believers. Believers have a relationship with Jesus Christ. A relationship. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the Bible tells us in verse number 12, He says, so now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even also as I am known. Amen. Praise God. He said, hey, listen, I don't know. He said, I know now, but I don't know all that I'm going to know. In other words, I know that the Lord, that He's Lord and He's Savior. Because He's my Lord and He's my Savior. He moved into my heart, praise God. And I know that. He said, then shall you know. In other words, He said, become fully acquainted with. Amen. Praise God. He said to be fully, perceive, right, the very presence of Christ. Amen. In His magnificent reality. Praise God. See, now we're with Him spiritually. But one day, praise God, we're going to be with Him physically. Amen. Amen. Praise God. He said, so shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen. Ain't that what He said? 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. So shall you ever be with the Lord. We're going to be with Him. We're going to be in His presence forever. Wherever He is, that's where we'll be. Amen. If Jesus decides to go to Pluto, praise God, we'll be in Pluto. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to ever be with the Lord. I'm thinking about that. Praise God. He's going to be able to keep a close eye on me. Amen. He's going to be able to keep a close eye on you. Like He don't see everything that we do, say, think, and feel now. Amen. But one day we're going to be His presence. Praise God. It don't matter because everything, all that old stuff's going to be gone. Amen. He's going to get rid of it. Everything's going to be made new. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. That's caused to be. You know why it's all new? Because Jesus came in. Because Jesus came into your life, praise God. You finally got Him out of your head and you got Him into your heart. Hello? You ought to get Him out of your head and get Him in your heart. Things change. Amen. You can't do the things you used to do. Come on. You say, well, preacher, I pretty much do everything I did before I got saved. But praise God, you must have been a pretty good person. Because if there's anything that's vile, anything that break the heart of God and make Him sad, praise God, you got to forsake that. Matter of fact, you got to repent of it. Amen. Ask God to take that away from you. Never turn back to it. Got to get rid of it. Got to forsake it. I'm thinking on those things. Amen. I'm getting ready for heaven. How about you? I'm looking forward to seeing my Savior. And them old prophets was telling us, praise God, these things must come to pass. 333. That's the number of the prophecy about the Lord Jesus Christ, second coming. Amen. In the Bible. 224 of those prophecies have never been fulfilled. Is God an incomplete God? Absolutely not. They will be fulfilled exactly the way God said it would be. Amen. God's going to play it out. I'm thinking about this thing. It's going to play out just exactly like God said it would. Amen. I'm excited because I'm on His side. If you're not on Jesus' side, praise God, it'd be a good day to get there. Because this thing's lined. I had somebody tell me yesterday, a person that's lost his ball on highways. They said, preacher said something's going on. I said, that's right. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, it's a weird time that we're living in. And so I just don't understand what's happening. He said, it's just like things is happening that we never thought about before. I said, well, the Lord said in the last days it'd be earthquakes and famines and diverse things and all these different things, pestilence. He said that's what would be happening. He said, this ain't nothing. This is what the prophets told us. Amen. He said, this is what we could expect. He said, when you see these things begin to come past and look up and lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh. I said, Jesus is coming. Amen. I said, well, Jesus is coming, praise God. We just got to be ready. Expect until He comes. I'm thinking about these things. Amen. How about you? Are you ready this morning? If that trumpet shout comes out today, are you ready? Ready to leave this world? And go to be with Jesus, which is far better. Amen. Amen. Hey, this world don't hold nothing here for us. Matter of fact, in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 13, Peter said, this earth is going to melt with a fervent heat. Said God's going to purify, make it pure. Amen. Like it was in the beginning, He's going to get rid of all the curse, get rid of all the vileness in this world. He's going to make it a place, praise God, where people can live in peace and harmony with God Almighty. And so God Himself will be the temple thereof. God Himself, praise God, will be in our presence, or we'll be in His presence where He's at. Because that's what He said. Amen. I believe Him, don't you? That's what the prophet said. If you go back, let me give you one more real quickly. In Revelation chapter 21, he said, "And I saw the new heaven and the new earth." See, He's going to make everything new. Amen. It's not going to be like it is now. He said, "First heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, come down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband." Amen. He said, that's what's going to take place. We're going to get to see the Lord, praise God, in His magnificence, descending. In verse 27 of chapter 21, he said, "There shall be shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life." Amen. That's going to be the one partaking in that glorious city. A holy city, New Jerusalem, coming from down from God after heaven. After if everything's been purified and cleaned up, God get the glory. He goes on in chapter 22 and says this, "And I saw, and he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the city and either side of the river, there was a tree of life which bare 12 manner of fruits and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations." Our nations need some healing, don't they? I mean, they are cantankerous. They're bickering and fussing back and forth. Amen. We don't know what's going to happen. The stock market is just like a roller coaster. Amen. Because every little potentate's got to try to have their say till somebody can put their thumb on them and squeeze them enough to get them on the right track. He said, "There shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and the Lamb shall be in it, and His servants shall serve Him." Well, we talked about that. "And they shall see His face, not through a glass darkly, but face to face," Brother Bobby. We're going to see our Jesus. Won't that be something? I'm trying to paint you a picture this morning, so that you can see it, praise God. The glorious picture that the saints and the prophets of God give to painted for us. And so they shall see His face, and His name shall be in their foreheads. And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun. For the Lord giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. Amen. Sounds like a pretty good spell to me. Amen. I'd like to take a Holy Ghost spell that lasted forever. Wouldn't you? Amen. One of these days we'll take a Holy Ghost spell. You say, "Preacher, what are you talking about? You ever get in one, you'll know." Amen. You get a Holy Ghost spell, praise God, and you just wish you could go on forever. Praise the Lord. "And he said unto me, these things are faithful and true. And the Lord and the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done." And he says this, he said, "Behold, I come quickly. Blessed he keepeth sayings and the prophecies of this book." Amen. He said, "I come quickly." Amen. All at once, when you're not expecting it. But I tell you what, us as children of God, Brother John, we ought to be expecting him any minute. Amen. Just like when you come to church, we ought to expect the Holy Spirit just to flare up in us any minute. Amen. All of a sudden, praise God, a song comes in, a word, a verse of Scripture, and all of a sudden the Holy Spirit of God is alive in our souls in a moment of time. I'm thinking about this stuff. I'm excited about it. I'm looking for a Savior whose name is Jesus Christ the Lord. King of kings and the Lord of my life. Amen. going to be a high potentate. Amen. The greatest that ever has been. They said Alexander the Great was a great leader. Of course, he got a disease from sin and died at 34, 36 years old, whatever it was. Or they said he would have ruled the whole world. Amen. But there's only one. That couldn't happen. Because there's only one that's going to rule the whole world. And the Bible says His name's Jesus. Amen. Amen. His name's Jesus. And think about this morning, and I'm done. If He's going to rule the whole world, why don't we just step back and just let Him rule our whole life? Amen. Just let Him have control of it today. Are you tired of struggling? Are you tired of fighting? Or trying to make it through? Why don't we just give it to Jesus today? Amen. I'm thinking seriously about this. Believe it or just give it to the Lord. Amen. And allow Him to take our lives and lead us in the way that He'd have us to go. Because He knows what's best for us anyway. Amen. And He wants to help us. Listen to this, and I'm to the best of His ability. Amen. And His ability far supersedes our ability. Amen. Because He's perfect in every essence. He dealt with all the things that we deal with. Amen. Everything that we have to deal with, Jesus dealt with that without sin to the pleasing of the Father.